Welcome to The Point for February 26th. I'm Lauren Dezensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. The Senate parliamentarian has ruled against increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. It was a provision inside of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. While Democrats had pushed for this increase to be included in the bill, and leadership expressed its disappointment in the ruling on Thursday night, its removal may actually make it easier to pass the $1.9 trillion package, because it will avoid a messy fight over whether to strip the provision out of the bill and whether to compromise. For now, far from being a defeat. The ruling is being viewed and spun as clearing the way for the bill's passage in the Senate. This is what a Biden administration official told CNN, especially because it makes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's life a lot easier. The minimum wage increase was a key sticking point for moderate senators like Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. They said they did not support the measure, thus endangering the entire $1.9 trillion stimulus package. As a reminder, Democrats cannot afford to lose any support in the Senate, so two potential dissenting votes was a big deal. The parliamentarian's decision marks the end of a multi-weeks effort by Senate Budget Chairman Bernie Sanders to include the provision in the COVID relief bill. Still, don't expect the fight for 15, as advocates call it, to end here. Already, there is some interest in Senate Democrats in creating a tax penalty for the largest corporations that don't enact a higher minimum wage. But it's a long shot. Another option would be to wait and try to increase the federal minimum wage later with 60 votes. But with Republicans firmly opposed to the $15 an hour increase, it seems wildly unlikely that all Democrats plus 10 Republicans could be convinced to support the measure in the Senate, especially after leadership couldn't even get 50 Democrats this time around. So let's get to the point. The Senate parliamentarian has spoken. No $15 minimum wage increase in the COVID relief package, but don't expect progressives to give up advocating for it. And that is The Point for February 26th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.